This Sunday, the Discovery Channel is going to do something that's never been done before on TV. The show Expedition Unknown will broadcast live from Egypt and open a sarcophagus. The host of the show, Josh Gates, joins us now. Welcome.
Happy to be here. How are you?
I'm doing well. And tell us about the archaeological site in Egypt that you're going to be exploring. What do you know about it already?
So it's a really interesting site. It's in a part of Egypt called Middle Egypt, which is, maybe not surprisingly, in the middle of the country. And it's a place that's kind of off the tourist track. You know, this is an area that a lot of folks don't visit. They go up to Cairo or they go down to Luxor. This is an area that's quite open and empty. And a few years ago, they started making some really significant discoveries here, a series of burial shafts leading down to a network of chambers and tunnels. And what they're realizing is that this is maybe a whole necropolis of people that are from what's called the late period. So this is really toward the end of the ancient Egyptian Empire before the Greeks came in. And so we're talking about 600 BCE or so. And there's a lot of folks buried down in these chambers, a lot of noble elite, high priests, things like that. So it's a fascinating place to get a snapshot of this late period of Egyptian history.
What are you expecting to find in the chambers you'll be going into?
Well, kind of the beauty of this is, I don't know. And I think that's the fun of it. You know, we know that there are a lot of mummies that are down there, and Egyptians were kind of either obsessed with life or obsessed with death, depending on how you want to look at it. But they had very particular views, as we all know, about what they needed to do in order to have this successful afterlife. They really believed they needed to be connected to their mortal world. And so along with being mummified themselves, they would often take with them a lot of personal objects from their life down into their tombs. And so I think we do have a real expectation that we're going to be finding some really interesting relics and artifacts down there. And we do hope to also open a sarcophagus on live TV. Our hope is that that will be somebody from the late period, mummified and preserved. But kind of the beauty of this live show is we don't really know what we're going to have. And I think that's kind of the fun of it.
Well, are you at all worried that you might end up in a Geraldo Rivera situation where he went and tried to go into Al Capone's vault and found nothing?
It seems, at least up to now, that we've struck out with the vault. I'm disappointed about that, as I'm sure you are. This is one time in my life that a pot of gold would have been a lot more fun than chasing the rainbows.
I have to say, the shadow of Al Capone's vault looms large. It's this moment that I think we all remember. You know, I'm not worried about it in the sense that I do think that on Expedition Unknown, our real goal every week is to take our viewers on a real adventure. And I really see this as the ultimate expression of that. You know, this is what archaeologists face in their day-to-day work, which is the unknown. They toil in the sand and the dirt, and they don't know if they're going to make an earth-shattering discovery or if they're going to find nothing at all. I think what we have going for us here is we know that these are tombs. We know that there is going to be material remains down there. So in the case of poor Geraldo, you know, there was a lot of buildup to opening this safe, and there was, like, nothing inside of it. So I think that we're not going to be in that situation. But I also think, you know, if given the choice to know everything about what we're going to find down there, I don't think I would take it, because I think that it really is the uncertainty and the anything could happen element of this that makes it truly exciting.
What kind of permission do archaeologists have to get to excavate ancient Egyptian sites and tombs in particular?
It's a big process, and it's a big process in Egypt in particular. Egypt has this, you know, stunning cultural heritage, and they are very protective over that heritage. And so archaeologists from around the world who work in Egypt will tell you that it's almost like applying for college every year. They have to get that work permit approved every year and get that excavation permit approved. We're really fortunate in this case that we're working hand in glove with the Egyptian government. This is a site that's being run by Dr. Mustafa Waziri, who is the head of the Supreme Council of Antiquities in Egypt. So, you know, the top of the ladder there. We're also working with Dr. Zahi Hawass, a legendary Egyptologist. And so this is really a site that they have been excavating internally within the country. I think that's also what's going to make this night so exciting is that, you know, I am in a lot of ways kind of a proxy for the viewer. I'm going to be down there with these really, you know, venerated archaeologists and Egyptologists and hearing them contextualize these things as we find them, which I think is going to make it really fun.
You know that your country has really made it when there's a word for the study of your country, like Egyptology.
Exactly. Yeah, it's an incredible thing about Egypt. You know, these tombs that we're investigating. So they're from like 600 BCE. Ancient Egypt civilization had already been around at that point for more than 2,000 years, you know? So ancient Egyptian culture just endured for close to three millennia. And when you look at our country, a couple of hundred years old, you just, you know, there's such a heritage in Egypt of history and of culture.
This season on your show, you also go diving to find a lost city in Lake Titicaca in South America. Did you find it?
Well, I don't want to spoil it for you.
Okay.
We have this whole season of Expedition Unknown coming up after the live show, and that is one of the episodes. It actually involves this really fascinating and not often talked about civilization from up in the Andes of Peru. And it's a really cool exploration, both of legends surrounding the lake, but also of real archaeological work that's going on up there.
This show is also taking you to Chernobyl, Cambodia, Siberia. Do you have a favorite place and a favorite expedition?
Not Chernobyl.
Right.
That wouldn't make my top five favorite, you know, next hot honeymoon destinations. You know, for me, I'm a huge fan in general of Southeast Asia. There's just something about the culture of Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, Laos. That area of the world just sort of speaks to me. But I'm really in it for the stories. And some of my favorite episodes are just the ones where I really can hook in with the story. We're doing a great show on a lost female pilot from World War II who was part of the WASPs. You know, this I think underappreciated still group of women who flew fighter planes in World War II. And she was lost off the coast of California, and her plane has never been found. And so it's an amazing story, and it's right in our own backyard here. But sometimes the best expeditions on the show are just the ones that really reveal a story to you that you don't know.
Is there a place that you really want to go, something you really want to look for that you haven't gotten to yet?
So many places. You know, it's a funny thing. I think at the outset of my career, I thought, oh, the more I travel, the more I'm going to, you know, whittle down this bucket list. But in fact, the more you travel, the longer that list gets. And, you know, I remember the first time I went to China, I thought, oh, I'm going to check China off my list. And then you really look at a map of China for the first time as a traveler and you go, oh, my Lord, this place is huge, you know. And so the more you travel, the more you learn about. I have a real fascination with islands, and those are sometimes the hardest places to get to. I've always wanted to go to Pitcairn Island in the Pacific, which is where the crew of the HMS Bounty escaped to after they mutineered the Bounty. And the Seychelles and the Maldives and the Indian Ocean, you know, places that are high on my bucket list.
Back to what you're about to do coming up in Egypt. Are you worried at all just about the idea of going into what would be a sacred place and opening up a sarcophagus?
It is a question that I think archaeologists have to think about a lot. You know, there are cultures in the world, China, to bring it back to China is an interesting example. There are incredible archaeological, potentially great archaeological sites there of Chinese emperors that have never been excavated because there is still a real reverence to the preservation of those sites as being sealed.
Mm-hmm.
In Egypt, there is unfortunately a variable, which is that looting and the black market of antiquities continues to be an enormous issue. Once a site is found and identified, there has to be actually guards and protection of that site, unfortunately, because there is an economy for looting. So I do think that the responsible thing to do in cases like this is to investigate and preserve and conserve the history of these places. But I do think you have to approach it with real reverence. You know, I mean, I think we can't forget that Egyptians did have a strong belief that their tombs needed to be protected in a sense. And we are outsiders to that tomb. So it is a very delicate thing to think about. In a sense, finding these tombs and conserving and preserving these mummies does give them an immortality and an afterlife in a sense. But at the same time, it is a sacred place. It is a cemetery.
Well, and I can't think of how many horror films have started out with somebody, you know, going in and disturbing the dead.
Well, that's right. I mean, if I paid attention to literature or movies, this is a terrible idea, what I'm about to do.
Right.
You know, opening a mummy's sarcophagus. No good can come of this if we follow popular culture.
That is Josh Gates, who is the host of Expedition Unknown on the Discovery Channel. And on Sunday, he will go live underground into Egyptian tombs and open an Egyptian sarcophagus. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Pleasure.